Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. This episode is brought to you by my new podcast, Me, I Am a Memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. We will start reading Mariah Carey's memoir from the 9th of November. We would love to have you. Hey, chickens, it's the fabulous Adam Richard. I'm finally up to the end of the War Games, part 10, episode 10 of the War Games. Also, the final Patrick Troughton episode, which is, you know, tragic. And there's no recap. Well, not that they have recaps in Doctor Who, but, you know, there's usually a bit from the last episode. Here, the bit is basically the bit where his fingers touch the keys. That's as much as we're getting, as there must be a lot in this episode. Look out. So the Doctor's trying to open the TARDIS. He just manages to open the door and they crawl inside and he's trying to tell them it's a force field in his slow motion voice. But he's managed to break through the force field and he makes the TARDIS dematerialize. And Jamie's like, why did you run away from the Time Lords? And the Doctor's like, well, I was bored, you know. It wasn't enough for me to sit and gather knowledge the way it is for them. So he set the controls for the outer reaches of the galaxy and the TARDIS starts materializing. And Zoe says, like, that seems too quick. And it's like, yeah, totally. The TARDIS, meanwhile, lands on water in the middle of the ocean. And they're like, oh, well, the TARDIS is fine. It can't sink. And then it does. Because they look on the scanner and there's fish and a shark. Oh, my God, shark teeth. Look out. Then water starts dripping onto the console. And the Doctor's like, oh, the Time Lords are breaking down the defense mechanism. So the Doctor makes the TARDIS dematerialize again, and it appears in a void in space. And then there's a voice that comes over the inside the TARDIS and says, "There's no escape, Doctor. You have to return to our home planet and face trial." Uh-oh. So he starts banging at the controls like in a panic, and then there's a crocodile on the screen. I don't know what is a crocodile. The TARDIS begins shaking. They're thrown all over the place, and the controls are moving by themselves. Zoe turns on the scanner and they're on the Doctor's home planet and he resigns himself to just walking out the front door of the TARDIS. There's a Time Lord there. He leads them up some stairs into a big room and the Warlord is there. Oh my God, and Chancellor Goth is presiding over the trial. Chancellor Goth from The Deadly Assassin. Oh my God, this is amazing. We're having backwards compatibility. I love that I'm having continuity in reverse. This is cool. I mean, I don't know if it's the same character. It's the same actor. So let's presume it's the same character. I know, it's very strange. So the War Games survivors have all been returned to Earth in their various time zones, but the Time Lords say there have been too many deaths, and they show some pictures on the screen of various wars from Earth, but they're paintings. they don't have any actual photos. Like, surely Time Lords could organize some photos. No, they can't afford them. So maybe the Time Lords don't know the difference between drawings and photos because, you know, they're racist against other creatures. They're like, well, they all look the same. I thought that was one of them. Who knows? The Time Lords are weird. So the Doctor is explaining to Jamie and Zoe that, you know, a trial is a very rare event on with Time Lord society because they don't interfere. And meanwhile, the Time Lords have been trying to get the Doctor to speak. He's like, will you step forward? He's like, oh, yeah, sorry. And he steps forward and says, yeah, everything in my report is true. The Time Lords tell the Warlord to, you know, defend himself, to speak, or they'll cause him pain. So a light comes on and he starts screaming. It's like, turn off the light, turn off the light. It takes his glasses off. He's so freaked out. So he finally, you know, composes himself, pops his glasses back on. I love Philip Maddock. He's so good. And says, you know, I don't admit to the authority of this court. And he says, you know, those humans would have killed themselves anyway. And then he says the War Chief was a Time Lord and the Doctor collaborated. Oh! Meanwhile, Time Lord engineers are fiddling about with the Doctor's TARDIS. And the wetsuit men arrive in a TARDIS and shoot them with the zappy guns. The Time Lords, meanwhile, have found the Warlord guilty, and he says, you have no authority over me. And then the rubber guards come in, they take the Doctor, Jamie and Zoe hostage, and they all leave. And the Time Lords just let them go. The Doctor says they can't escape the Time Lords. The Warlord orders them all into the Doctor's TARDIS. He holds Zoe hostage in the corner, and orders the Doctor to take them back to their planet. So the Doctor quickly turns on a really bright light and they all run out and they're all squealing and falling on the ground. As they get outside, the Warlord and his guards are stuck behind a force field, and the Time Lords say they've put a force field around his whole planet. And the Time Lords say that his punishment is he's going to be dematerialized and it'll be as if he never existed. And then he just fades away, and it's really kind of creepy. Jamie says, all right, come on, let's go. But he and Zoe are behind a force field as well. And the Time Lords say, now it's time for the Doctor's trial. So at the trial, the Doctor admits he did interfere and he's proud of his actions. And he says, my actions are justified. And then he does a PowerPoint demonstration of all the creatures that he stopped, like the Quarks and the Yeti, the Ice Warriors, Cybermen, Daleks. And he says, yes, I'm guilty of helping. But you know what? You don't do anything and evil just runs rampant. You just watch it happen. So the Chancellor Goth says, you know, you've raised some very difficult issues. We're going to go and have some deliberations. We'll be back later. We'll call you. So a Time Lord tells Zoe and Jamie they're about to be returned to their own worlds and times. And they're like, oh, can we see the Doctor, please? So the Time Lord takes them, and the Doctor's just lying on the floor playing cards. And he tells Jamie and Zoe he'll probably be made to listen to some long, boring speeches as a result of the trial. And Jamie and Zoe are like, well, can't we escape? And he's like, the Time Lord's gone, the force field's gone. And the Doctor's like, oh, all right. So they start running through this weird zone of dry ice and bits of shower curtain. It's really strange. So they duck through there for a while. And then when they get out to where the TARDIS is, the Time Lords are waiting for them. So the Doctor says goodbye to Jamie and Zoe because they're finally being returned to their own times. It's really sad. And then Jamie and Zoe walk off hand in hand into just one of those generic TARDIS things. While the Doctor's in the trial room, the Time Lord says, look, they'll remember their first adventure with you, but nothing more. So we see on the screen Zoe arriving back on the wheel in space, which is a story we haven't watched yet. it's got Cybermen in it. It's very silly. Anyway, she bumps into her old boss on the wheel, and she's having like weird memories. Like, you can see she remembers something, but she's not sure what's going on. And then she wanders off to just finish whatever she was about to do on the wheel. Then the Doctor sees Jamie on a screen. He's being shot at by a redcoat. Then he attacks him with his sword drawn. And the Doctor's like, oh, bless. How exciting. War. meanwhile, Chancellor Goth has accepted a plea that there is evil that must be fought. Oh. So what they're going to do is send the Doctor back to Earth. They're going to exile him in the 20th century, and they're going to take the secret of the TARDIS from him. They'll change his face, and he can just choose a face. And he just starts looking at all the faces on the screen. He's like, no, he's too fat, he's too thin, he's too old. Oh, no, he won't do it all. And then they're like, oh, look, you're just being ridiculous. We're going to choose a face for you. And he's like, no, you can't do that. And then for some reason, the Doctor's projected onto the screen. And then there's lots of Doctor's heads all spinning around. And then his head disappears altogether. And it's just his body. And he's just like a tiny body without a head, kind of reeling around in like a weird dark void. And that's the end. That is quite a weird cliffhanger for a season finale. It's just, I don't know what's going on in Doctor Who anymore. So that is the end of Patrick Troughton. He's regenerating, supposedly. Or he's going off to do season 6B. You know, that's, who knows what's going on. Maybe he meets the Ruth Doctor. I don't know. So next time we're going to cycle back to the five Doctors because Crazy Peter and his text watch-alongs have happened in the meantime. So we're going to get some wacky text messages about the five Doctors. Be here next time for that. And then because we've had so much World War One so far, a lot of World War One in the War Games. We had World War One in Twice Upon a Time. So let's have the best World War One story that they've ever done, which is the two-parter where David Tennant forgets that he's the Doctor. I know. Yeah. Human Nature and the Family of Blood will be our next story. So that's next. So the one after next, you know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.